In the window behind the sign stood a big brown horse. A curtain separated the horse from the rest of the bank. The kids knew that the horse was fake, but it looked real. On top of the horse sat a dummy of a man dressed in black. A cloak hung from his shoulders, but his head was missing. "How can the headless horseman be watching us?" Josh asked. "The dude has no eyes. Who is that guy anyway?" Ruth Rose opened her book bag. In it were her Swiss Army knife, a couple of books, and her cell phone. She pulled out a guidebook for New York State and opened to the pages about Tarrytown.
"Listen to this," she said. "A writer named Washington Irving wrote a story called The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. It was about a school teacher named Ichabod Crane, who lived here in Tarrytown. He was..."
"Hey, I saw that movie,"
Josh said.
"Yeah, but first it was a book, Josh,"
Dink said.
"Keep reading, Ruth Rose." "Anyway, this teacher was in love with a woman named Katrina," Ruth Rose went on. "But some other guy loved her too. His name was Brom Bones. So in the story, Mr. Bones dressed up as a headless horseman to scare Ichabod Crane out of town."
"Did it work?"
Josh asked. Ruth Rose read more.
"Yup. Old Ichabod mysteriously disappeared, and Katrina married Brom Bones."
"But it was all fake, right?"
Josh asked.
"There really was no headless horseman."
Ruth Rose read some more.
"Brom Bones didn't want anyone to know that he was the headless horseman. So he told people it was the ghost of a soldier who had lost his head in a battle," she said. "And at night, his ghost rides around Tarrytown looking for the head."
"Gross!"
Josh cried.
"Look, guys,"
Dink said, pointing at the window. A woman had stepped out from behind the curtain. She opened a hidden door in the side of the horse. The woman reached an arm inside the horse, then pulled it back out. She disappeared behind the curtain again. Suddenly, the horse's head moved up and down. Then the legs and feet started pumping in place. The man on the horse's back leaned forward like a jockey in a race. One hand began slapping the horse with a small whip. The horse looked like it was running.
"This is so awesome," Ruth Rose said. "It's a mechanical horse."
She handed her book to Dink, pulled out her cell phone, and snapped a bunch of pictures. A crowd of people had gathered to watch the horse and rider. One little boy started to cry.
"That's a scary man," he said.
The boy's father scooped him up.
"It's not real, Simon," the man said. "It's just a big action figure. That man is only a stuffed doll."
"He's scary and I hate him,"
Simon howled.
"And I want ice cream now."
The man laughed, then carried the little boy into the ice cream shop.
"We're looking at our own private pinata,"
a quiet voice said from behind Dink. Dink glanced at the window and saw a reflection of two men. They wore dark glasses and baseball caps.
"Yeah, and tomorrow Bonnie will fill it with green candy,"
the man's buddy said. After a few minutes, the mechanical horse began to slow down. Finally, it stopped moving altogether. The crowd of people drifted away.
"That was so cool,"
Ruth Rose said.
"He's scary and I hate him,"
Josh whined, sounding just like little Simon.
"And I want ice cream now."
Dink laughed. As the three kids backed away from the window, Dink stepped on someone's toes.
"Sorry,"
he said. He turned to the two men he had overheard talking about a piñata.
"No problem, kid,"
one of the men said. He pointed to his feet.
He was wearing cowboy boots with silver toes. Nothing can hurt these. The man's friend pulled on his arm.
Come on, Ace. We have work to do.
Ace and his friend walked away.
Come on,
Josh said, mimicking the man's gruff voice.
We have ice cream to do.
He pulled Dink and Ruth Rose into the ice cream shop.